and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones. And following yesterday's story about the proposed ban on spreading fertilisers, both organic and inorganic, and applying agrochemicals on slopes over 12 degrees, there's been a flurry of activity by farmers' leaders, closely followed by a tranche of politicians in their wake. Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead must feel as though he's leading the charge of the Light Brigade after he's been facing attack after attack from all the farming organisations who have branded the plan as just plain daft. And many claiming that the proposal was just simply beyond the pale, totally over the top. There are plans for NFUS Chief Executive Scott Walker to meet with Chief Agricultural Officer Drew Sloan to try and get some common sense back into the situation and into Richard Lockhead's normally farmer-friendly department. But back to today, and my guest is Charles Dudgeon from land and estate agent Savills in Edinburgh, and he's talking about the lack of supply of farmland coming onto the market for sale.
Overall turnover of land in any one year is less than 0.5% of the land mass of Scotland changes hands every year. And in the last 4 or 5 years, I think one of the biggest drivers, despite the aspiration that agricultural terms are getting better, the lack of supply for the new purchase to have a go at has been restricted as well. And if you go back 10 years, there was usually 60 to 70,000 acres on the market in any particular year. In the last 4 or 5 years, there's never been more than 40,000 acres.
There's an awful lot of people wanting to get into land. I was talking to the Crofters Commission, and they were saying that their demand for people wanting training to get into farming had never been so strong. Do you think interest in the land and farming is actually becoming sexy again in a way?
Well, I hope it is, because it went through a period, as I say, of the last 20 years where the number of people going through training was dropping off. The biggest restriction to farming going forward is knowledgeable and skilled people, especially in the livestock sector, actually, able to look after animals. And if more people are looking up to get training and have an interest in driving forward a career in that, that can only be healthy.
So there you go. Plenty of wannabe farmers about and not enough land to go around. Tenancy, still the preferred route, though, for a lot of young people to get into farming. And we'll have an update on what's happening with tenancy reform tomorrow here on MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.